struck Romeo. Sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window." She's singing, "Eli, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it?" Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet, and you exploded into my heart. And I forget, I forget the movie song. When you gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet?
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going to go in depth with our friend Molly McElroy. You are here today to tell us about the Hastings High School fall production of Romeo and Juliet the play. And we also are joined today by junior Hope Davis and also by senior Adam Iverson. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you, Mo.
Thank you.
We're excited to be here.
Thank you.
Oh, we're so excited to have you. Thank you so much. Molly, let's start it out with you, please. I want to hear how you are making this work for your fall production. First of all, kids, I got to tell you, I'm really sorry about COVID. It stinks. Mm. Yeah, it does stink. Molly, you are still blazing ahead, though, and I know that this is Romeo and Juliet seems to be a pretty tough play to put on to begin with. How does it work as a virtual play?
Well, I had many people tell me that I was crazy for thinking of even trying to attempt this project, but we plowed ahead and we did it. So we actually were able to rehearse in person a couple of days a week, and then supplement with a couple of Zoom rehearsals throughout the week as well. We were able to follow the same guidelines or similar guidelines to what the sports leagues were doing. So we were so fortunate to be able to, again, rehearse together a multitude of times. And then we actually just finished recording or filming our end product last week. So we were able to perform our final version of the show together in the auditorium, and it will be released at a later date.
Oh my gosh, so that's very exciting. So when you said that you did some rehearsals the last couple of weeks, I bet that was tough to get everybody together because some kids come to school Monday, Tuesday, some kids come to school Thursday, Friday, and now, of course, we're heading into the distance learning period where nobody's going to be at school.
We, as a department, the fine arts department had a meeting at the beginning of the school year, and we were all very strategic on when choir rehearsals would be and band rehearsals would be and theater rehearsals would be so that none of it overlapped, just obviously for obvious reasons to not have so many kids in the same space at the same time. But it actually worked to our benefit so that nobody's kids were in or students were in too many spaces overlapping projects with each other. So we, the rehearsal schedule this year was actually much easier to manage because, for the most part, everyone was available when they were asked to come to rehearsal.
You know, I kind of like the sound of that. Maybe there are good things that come out of a pandemic, right?
Absolutely. I would be all for using this format again next year.
So Romeo and Juliet is obviously what you're going to be performing, the presenting to the public. Is this something that you were going to do regardless? Is this something you chose during COVID times? How did it come up? Because it is an ambitious play.
I know. Well, selfishly, and Adam and Hope know this, and a handful of the other students knew this too, this show has been on my heart for a couple of years, and I've wanted to do it with this group of students. And so I've been dreaming and scheming and planning and wanting to do it this year, 2020, the fall of 2020. And when everything started to unravel last spring and things were shifting, that's when I had people starting to say, like, well, maybe we should reevaluate what we're going to do in the fall. Maybe we should do a showcase of monologues. Maybe it's too difficult to do a show. And after having a couple of conversations with some other people and a couple of students, it felt like what we really wanted to do, whether or not we were going to be in person or virtual, was to create an ensemble, to come together as a group and produce a show rather than, segmented scenes or individuals performing monologues. So that kind of gave me the reassurance, like, hey, maybe it is the right choice to pick a show that would be a cohesive story rather than something so divided.
When you said that this has been on your heart, what does that mean, please?
I have always felt like Romeo and Juliet is a story about really brave young people crying out for and searching for change, for the better. And so then, having had that on my heart with this group of amazing young people that I've been working with for the last 4 years, 4+ years, partnered with what I feel like is going on in 2020, it felt so appropriate to tell that story with a group of young people who I wholeheartedly believe will go out and change the world for the better with their sweet hearts and brilliant minds.
You know, I think that is a perfect way to say it. And I think certainly during this COVID time too, love is what we need. What is it about your cast that has really stood out to you?
I mean, from the moment that I've met this group, I just am amazed at their willingness to be vulnerable and to be real. And what attracts me so much to Shakespeare's work are the fact that his characters, even though they use crazy, heightened, fancy, funny language, are to their core just vulnerable, real people that this group was totally and completely able to tap into.
So you filmed it. How did you film it? Did you just film it from one angle? Did you film it like a TV show?
So we had multiple cameras that came in to shoot. So there were 3 cameras present in the auditorium. And I've never shot a movie or a TV show. I didn't really know exactly what to expect. But we blocked it and we staged it in a way that would be appropriate for theater. So I don't think it'll end up looking like a movie per se or a TV show. It'll look like a recording of a theater production.
So I know sometimes people take Shakespeare and they try to modernize it and make it more present day and get rid of the thous and the arts and all that business. Are you going to do the straight format of it? How is it going to look to us as an audience?
We used a translation of the script, but we did use the heightened language. So we used a script that was about 1.5 hours, 2 hours long versus the full length, which can be, 3.5, 4 hours long. But the cast learned the Shakespearean heightened language, so we didn't modernize it in that way, but we chose to set it in sort of like this timeless era, so you won't see Elizabethan costuming, you won't see any sort of elaborate traditional setting. It's very stripped down in that the showcase is the talent, is the students acting and performance. So really simplistic set, really neutral, basic costuming, kind of streetwear. There are swords some amazing sword fighting, but really the focus is the performance.
And I know you haven't figured out an exact release date yet, is that correct?
That's right, yes. So we filmed it last Friday, the 13th. Crazy for that too, filming on Friday the 13th, but we did it. Only one fire alarm interrupted us, but we did it. But I expect that it would be sometime in early December or mid-December before Christmas.
And how will we be able to watch it, please?
We will plan to premiere it on our Hastings High School Drama Club Facebook page, similar to what we did for the release of our Pirates of Penzance virtual performance. So it'll be there, and then it'll be released on YouTube. And I believe it'll actually be on Hastings Community TV. Mike Bremer and his crew were the ones that came in and recorded it for us.
Well, let's get to our wonderful 2 guests that are on the phone. Adam Iverson, you are Romeo himself.
Yes, I am.
Oh, brother. Are your parents keeping you from dating somebody that we should talk about live on the air here?
No, I am in a relationship, actually. I'm not too locked down like my character would be.
So this wasn't a stretch for you?
Or it was a stretch. I can't tell.
It was nice playing a teenager, or at least somebody who's close and relatively to my age. But I think the stretch lies in Romeo is sort of, his emotions are at the forefront of how he goes about his life. He goes about, because he loves Juliet, he makes all these decisions. He's like, because he loves her and because of this raw emotion. And I think certainly in today's world and being at home and being secluded from a lot of people, I think to at least to some extent, my emotions aren't as present, at least in my decision-making and my life. So that was fun exploring how Romeo perhaps sometimes impulsively makes these decisions, but leading a very emotionally based life is something that I am not necessarily so used to. So it was fun exploring that.
What is it like to be somebody in high school right now, in any, actually most schools, where your usual daily routines are just completely different because of COVID?
So obviously last spring, it kind of just hit us like a truck. We weren't prepared for it. And now all those months have passed, and now we're in the fall, and we've gotten back some of our things. But I think the thing we appreciate most currently is the time that I get to spend with other people in person, not over a screen, not on a phone call, but the time we get to spend with each other. And so I think doing this show and being at practice and those times where we could be together was just such a blessing. And I don't take it for granted like I used to.
And I think that it probably returned some sense of normalcy to your life, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yes. It was so refreshing to having not done really much for so many months to finally come back to this, and Molly giving us a show and giving me this character and basically saying, go. And that's really all I wanted to do, is I've had so much energy pent up and not being able to do anything about it for so many months that finally getting to this was just like, yes, I finally have something to just pour my heart and my soul into this performance. And that was so liberating.
You're going to make this crabby old radio host cry. That is so sweet. Did you embrace this high language? Give us an example of it. Say one of your lines so that we can get a feel for how you are emoting on stage.
Yeah, well, getting into the language was a little bit of a speed bump at first. It was kind of a barrier, but as we get into it, once you understand what the text is you're saying, basically I have one stream of words coming out of my mouth that is this heightened text, but in my mind, I'm not thinking, doc, thou art, these like higher words, because I don't think like that. I don't talk like that. But I'm thinking, what am I truly saying and what emotions and what am I trying to get out of what I'm saying? So like, for example, the old classic balcony scene starts with me saying, but soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east and Juliet is the sun. Of course, that's very metaphorical, but I'm just talking about how this lady is the best thing I've ever seen in my whole life. I'm out of her house and she's the sun.
That's it.
Yeah. So it is heightened in that we don't speak that way, but I think if you really try to understand the words that they're saying, all the words that Shakespeare's written do make sense and fit.
I love it. I cannot wait to see this. Let's chat with our friend Hope. Hope Davis, you are a junior at Hastings High School. How is high school going for you? Because I know you to be a little bit of a social butterfly. This has to be tough for you.
Yeah, definitely with everything going on with COVID, I have been having a hard time with the social aspect. I am a very social person. Kind of like Adam was saying, getting to do this show was very helpful because I got to be around people all the time and be doing something. And even though we were wearing masks and we were socially distanced, it was just, we got to be around each other and talk. So that helped a lot.
And tell us about your character, please. Who do you play in the show?
So I'm playing Mercutio, who's normally a male character, but we're obviously portraying it as a female because I'm a female. She's just very confident and smart, and she knows what she's doing, and that was a very fun character to portray.
Are you enjoying just kind of this sense of normalcy again?
Yeah, for sure. I just think that this show really helped me kind of not like forget about COVID, but just be like I said, like be around people and get to have this experience that was pretty similar to how it maybe would have been without COVID, which was, it's definitely a rarity today to have that experience of something that seems so normal.
What is it that you hope people take away from this show?
I would say from the experience of us doing this show, I would hope that people could take away that even with everything going on right now in the world, there's still these great, magical, happy things that can happen. You can still do the things that you love with the people you love and have a wonderful experience. And from the actual show, I would say kind of like what Molly was saying, I mean, the show is about these kids that have these not great relationships with adults in their lives, and they go off and they just want to forget about this feud that their families are having, and they just want to change the world and live their lives. So I'd say those are kind of the two different messages I would say to take away from the show.
Well, we can't wait to see it, and we can't wait to hear when it's going to be on your Hastings High School drama Facebook page. Adam, I want to ask you, you're a senior. How are things going, and are you looking ahead to the future?
Yes, I do have to, unfortunately, and it's a very scary process of looking forward to the future, but I am. I'm trying to live in the moment as best I can and cherish these last times that I have at the high school. But at the same time, I am making plans for the future, going off to college and things.
Well, and you know, COVID, this is a blip on the screen. This is just not how it's going to be your whole life. So it's going to be a great future for all three of you. I got to tell you, Molly McElroy, I don't think you're done growing up yet.
Oh, heck no. I think I'm in high school.
I have to thank you three for calling in. It's really hard to do an interview with more than one person. I can tell that you're very trained thespians, how you don't step on each other's lines. I'm dealing with professionals here, I can tell. Miss Molly McElroy, she is the director. Senior Adam Iverson and Junior Hope Davis, who are both in the play. Thank you for joining us today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo, he nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window," she's singing. Eli, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it?